As a teenager, Joseph Yassin came to Des Moines with his family, all war refugees from South Sudan. Soon after he graduated from Iowa State University in 2011, Yassin returned to the newly independent country to work for an international development agency. In December, when violence again broke out in South Sudan, Joseph escaped to Mabon County, where he lived as a child. To return to the States, family members say he'll have to walk into Ethiopia to find transportation to an airport.
And there's nothing that we can do, you know. We're just hoping that, you know, everything would settle in South Sudan. The war would just stop. In this kind of situation, it just, you know, it's just not right, and it's frustrating.
Joseph's brother Nelson translated for their mother Martha. Community leaders estimate there are 7,500 South Sudanese people living in Des Moines. An interfaith vigil to call for peace in the area will be held Saturday night. In Des Moines, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.